It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. COVID-19 spread quickly in prisons around the country, including in New Jersey, which had one of the highest death rates. In response, Governor Phil Murphy signed a bill into law last October that reduced the prison population by 40%. People eligible for a release within a year could get out up to 8 months early. WNYC's Karen Yee checked in with one former prisoner who was released last November.
How you doing?
Martin Fitzgerald waves to a passing neighbor.
All right now.
It's his day off work, and he's standing on a white porch outside his rooming house in Highland Park. A small wooden cross hangs on his T-shirt. He frowns at the dirt that's built up on the white siding and around the door frame.
Actually, this needs to be power washed.
Fitzgerald is 51. He was released from state custody last November after serving almost 12 years on 6 counts of robbery.
All my emotions have been like up and down. It's still tough sometimes.
He recently got promoted as a full-time meat clerk at a wholesale store and got a raise. He spent the last year paying back his student loans and outstanding parking tickets. He even passed his driver's license test.
Just this week, he texted me and he's like, I got a car.
That's Pastor Amos Cayley, an organizer with the advocacy group Salvation and Social Justice. Cayley met Fitzgerald right after his release. He helped him get a suit to wear for his job interview and some work boots. The pastor also helped him find a room he could afford.
You actually give somebody a chance, right? You know, making something out of their lives when they come home, they're going to take that opportunity.
Fitzgerald was one of 5,300 people to be released early from prison over the last 11 months. That's due to a new law meant to protect prisoners and correction staff from COVID. It was an unprecedented state effort that essentially sped up the earning of good time off and gave people who were within a year of their release date public health credits to get out early. Those convicted of murder, first-degree sexual assault, or repeat sexual offenders weren't eligible.
Hey, friends, welcome home!
Fitzgerald was freed along with 2,000 others on November 4th, 2020, the first day of releases. It was the largest single-day release for any prison system in the country, but it wasn't without its hiccups. That day, some former prisoners were dropped off at transit stations without a promised state ID card, which is crucial for renting an apartment, securing benefits, or getting work. There were those who didn't know where to go or how to find their loved ones. But Fitzgerald was one of the lucky ones. He had a family waiting for him on the other side. I spoke to him the first week he got out.
Holy smokes, I'm home now.
He says his daughter picked him up and took him out for his first meal.
I had the Whopper. And an original chicken sandwich.
At Burger King. Rutgers University professor Todd Clear says with the additional releases since then, the state's prison population has plummeted to levels not seen since the 1980s.
The law itself is such a fascinating thing because in a way you could think of it as a test of, hey, what if we let everybody out early? What would it mean?
But Clear says as significant as the law was, its impact is temporary.
It's a moment in time, and it has gone away. And the prison population in New Jersey is now in the business of rebuilding itself. And if people like a smaller prison population, we have the tools to do that. Just make this law permanent.
When Governor Murphy ended the state's public health emergency this summer, he also ended the window for early releases. The last person freed early was on October 4th.
If you look over here, I got my dresser right here.
Fitzgerald now rents a small room for $550 a month, but he's looking for something with more privacy.
You don't want to live in a place where there's people doing dumb stuff.
He says his fellow housemates haven't always stayed out of trouble. At one point, police were at the rooming house every other day. But he says things calmed down after a tenant was evicted for dealing. Fitzgerald has been searching for a new space ever since, without any luck.
There's all of these roadblocks, so to speak. Boom. No, you can't live here because you're not a student. You can't live here because you're not a veteran.
He found an apartment that was promising until the landlord ran a background check and rejected him. While a new state law bans landlords from checking a person's criminal record until after they've conditionally approved a renter, that law won't kick in until January.
I guess people are not as forgiving. You know, when it comes to those of us who have been incarcerated, even though we've paid our debt to society.
For now, he's enjoying the little things. He even took a mini vacation and, as happens on all vacations, spent more than he should.
I went over budget, way over budget. But I'm trying to enjoy life.
He also wants to learn about local issues and maybe vote in the next election.
They charge you 10 cents for a paper bag.
Fitzgerald keeps his prayers taped up on his wall. He's recited them every day over the last year. He wants to continue meeting the goals he set out for himself, to live differently. But for now, he's thankful to be out and spend the holidays with his family. He's hopeful, he says, that like that saying goes, it'll get greater later. Karen Yee, WNYC News.